This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you by Micrometer Flow Meters, designed with the irrigating farmer in mind to give you the read you need. In nearly every meeting I've attended so far since the beginning of the year, people have been talking about hemp. But no more so than in Western Kentucky. I'll talk about it coming up after this. Micrometer has been the friend of the farmer since way back in the mid-50s, when Eisenhower was in the White House back in 1955. And still today, they supply a full line of flow meters for agriculture with unparalleled quality, accuracy, and durability. Why, it's no wonder their flow solutions continue to be chosen by farmers and trusted by American farmers. And producers, for a limited time only, if you order a new flow meter through a Micrometer by going to the website that I'll give to you, for a limited time only, you can get free shipping for that flow meter just by mentioning the promo code FREESHIP. That's right, completely free shipping. Here's the website, micrometer.com/ag. That's micrometer.com/ag. And don't forget the promo code FREESHIP. Have you been to Murray State University in Western Kentucky? They're just a little bit west of Kentucky Lake. I was there a few years ago, and I have to tell you, I was profoundly impressed with the campus that I saw there, and it is about to become even more prominent as the Center for Agricultural Hemp has been approved by the Board of Regents of the University of Kentucky. It will focus on topics including agronomy, agribusiness, economics, finance, animal feeds and fibers, education, hemp policy, workforce development, and agricultural hemp farming. Murray State is the first university in the United States to implement research and to partner with companies to help grow the hemp industry. The dean of the Hudson School of Agriculture at Murray State, Tony Brannon, said the center is an opportunity for the university to serve the region. He says it's intended to be an interdisciplinary effort among programs on the campus and among industry members in the region. The Hudson School of Agriculture and its partners will administer that center. And there are three foundational partners that will work with Murray State: CV Sciences, Gincana Global, and Hemp Hardwood. Senator Mitch McConnell, Republican from Kentucky, helped secure the pilot programs back in the 2014 Farm Bill that allowed for the research at Murray State to take place. But there were the limitations, because the federal Farm Bill passed in 2018 was necessary. That was the final step. The Farm Bill passed back in December in bringing industrial hemp into the mainstream for America's agriculture commodities. I'll be back after this.